Good morning, everybody. One of the highlights of this week's parsha are the details and halachos of the nazir. A nazir can be either a man or a woman who has taken upon themselves an elevated level of spiritual existence, and this time period of naziris has three major halachic implications. A nazir, number one, is prohibited from attending a funeral or coming in contact with a dead body. A nazir, number two, is precluded from drinking wine and alcoholic beverages. And a nazir, number three, is not permitted to cut his hair. These are the three basic prohibitions of the nazir, and they are meant to restrict and limit him from the overwhelming earthly pleasures that the rest of society live with and enjoy. A nazir chooses to separate from that which everyone else does, and the time of naziris is meant to be a time of reflection and introspection into life in general. The halachos of the nazir open with the following pasuk: Ish o isha ki yafli linder neder nazir lahazir lahashem. This terminology, ish ki yafli, is generally understood to be milashon hafla'a, which means to enunciate or to articulate. The sixth sefer in the Rambam's Yad HaChazakah, the one in which he deals with the halachos of nedarim and shvuos, is called sefer hafla'a, because that is the way we refer to areas of halacha which require a pronouncement or verbalization. They are referred to as hafla'a. So the nazir in our parsha is also introduced as the ishki yafli, because the declaration of wanting to be a nazir needs to be done via speech and through a verbal pronouncement. But I would like to focus on an insight of the Ibn Ezra, which shares a very meaningful perspective on these words, ishki yafli, stated in our pasuk of Naziris. And in order to fully appreciate the idea of the Ibn Ezra, we will need to take a look at a bracha which we recite numerous times a day, the bracha of Asher Yatzar, a bracha which the Achronim tell us requires very careful kavana. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai writes, Aser lasuk b'shum esek az. While a person is reciting this bracha, he is not allowed to be involved in anything else. Ubavonoseinu harabim, says the Ben Ish Chai, nichshalim harbe bebracha zu, something that in our generation we're not careful enough about. So I just want to focus on one particular phrase which we recite at the very end of this bracha Asher Yatzar, and this will help us appreciate the very beautiful insight of the Ibn Ezra to the Parsha of Naziris as well. In Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Vav, there's a discussion as to the meaning of the words Rofei chol basar umafli la'asos. The Shulchan Aruch writes, what does it mean, umafli la'asos? That a pele is something which negates and defies the regular rules of nature. Naturally, says the Shulchan Aruch, if one pokes a hole in a balloon, all of the air will be released, and the balloon will no longer exist. So when one thinks about the human body, which holds all sorts of different organs, fluids, and body parts, and yet we have openings all over our bodies and everything seems to stay inside, this is nothing short of an absolute pella, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is amazing. It is a natural wonderment and is a phenomenon which completely contradicts the regular rules of nature. And this, says the Shulchan Aruch, is what we have in mind when we say the words umafli la'asos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a way which is completely irregular and unusual. And that to us is a complete pele. Our parasha speaks about the nazir, who is introduced, as we said, as the ishki yafli. Explains the Ibn Ezra that this person is an ish hapele in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is remarkable and he's highly unusual. He is a person who defies the regular rules of nature. Because as human beings, we are generally pleased with the world we live in. We enjoy the society that we inhabit. We indulge in things that seem enjoyable to us. We attend social events and societal gatherings. For the most part, we enjoy life. And in fact, the world is made to be an enjoyable place for us to inhabit. Adam is the same letters as Ma'od, because a human being always wants more, more and more pleasure and more enjoyment. But once in a while, says the Ibn Ezra, there's someone out there in the world, the improbable individual who stops himself and thinks about life through a different and more exalted lens. Someone who is not only interested in the incessant pleasures and enjoyment of the world,
but someone who sees a greater perspective and purpose in the world that he lives in. A person who understands that life is not only about creating the most comfortable and appealing cocoon for himself, but that life actually has a greater meaning. This person, says the Ibn Ezra, is referred to as the Ish Ki Yafli. This person is an absolute wonderment. This person is nothing short of a Pele, as he defies the very nature of what human beings are about and the way human beings normally conduct themselves in this world. And this, says the Ibn Ezra, is why the Torah calls the Nazir the Ish Ki Yafli. In fact, if you look in this week's Haftorah, the Navi informs Manoach and his wife that they will have a child who will be named Shimshon HaGibor. And this child would live his entire life being a Nazir. And the Malach then proceeds to tell Manoach that his name was Peli. Perhaps the reason why this was his name was because the whole job of this Malach in particular was to teach the halachas of Naziris to Manoach and his wife, which is a whole world of Pele. And perhaps this is the reason for his name being Peli, because this Malach spends his time involved in the areas of halacha that are so much against the basics of human nature. So, we can hear such an idea and think to ourselves that this entire parsha of the Nazir is irrelevant to us, because we don't view ourselves as individuals who are prepared to abstain from the comforts of life. We don't picture ourselves as the pious individuals who are ready to devote our lives to a higher purpose. Most of us just want to live life normally and try and make it through our day-to-day challenges that we're faced with all the time. But the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, delves into this Ibn Ezra and offers a very relevant message to anyone reading through the Parsha of the Nazir. Says the Heilige Imre Emes that the Torah introduces this person to us as the Ish HaPele, like the Ibn Ezra explained, the extraordinary individual. But in reality, asked the Imre Emes, the time in which we should refer to him as such should be at the conclusion of his term of Naziris, when he has successfully executed and performed his period of abstention, when the Naziris is completed, and the Nazir was careful not to drink wine, not to cut his hair, or not to come in contact with a dead body. That is when it would make sense to call him the Ish HaPele, because that is the time we review his accomplishments and marvel at his achievements. So why is it, asked the Imre Emes, that he's referred to as the Ish HaPele from the outset, at the time when he only commits to become a Nazir? Why don't we wait and see how it plays out and then decide whether or not we should call him the unbelievable Ish HaPele? Why don't we see how much this unique time period positively impacts his life and then determine whether or not he's worthy of being called the Ish HaPele, the incredible individual? Explains the Imre Emes so beautifully that the mere fact that a human being is able to come to the recognition and to the level of self-awareness that something in his life must change, that, says the Imre Emes, in itself is a Dvar Pele. We should not focus so much on the outcome, on whether or not the individual had the strength and courage to succeed on the daunting task of being a Nazir. Because what is more important than that is that the person acknowledged that life is meant to be meaningful, consequential, and significant, regardless of the successes or failures of the particular mission. The awareness and commitment alone is something which is incredibly unusual for a human being to have. To have people who live in this world but who think about life and who take requisite steps to attempt to improve the levels of meaning in their lives. Someone who is able to come to this level of understanding is already branded as an Ish HaPele, because in fact, he already defies human nature by the mere fact that he wants to grow and develop into a more productive individual in his life. And I believe that this is a message that each and every one of us can absolutely relate to when we read the Parsha of the Nazir. Even though we view ourselves as simple people, even if we can never imagine the life of a Nazir, we all have areas in which we can use some degree of self-reflection and introspection. And if we would only take the time to think, even minimally, about one area in which we could grow and improve, that would already make us extraordinary individuals. It would make us anashim muflaim by the mere fact that we are thinking about life and not just cruising straight through it. Rav David Mandelbaum suggests that perhaps this is the reason why we always read Parshas Naso, the Parsha of Naziris, around the Yom Tov of Shavuos. He suggests that the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel that at the time of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stipulated that the entire world, the sun, the moon, and all the galaxies would only continue to exist if the Jewish people would one day agree to accept the Torah. And Tosfos on the spot there in Avodah Zarah point out that this stipulation hinged on the acceptance of the Torah alone. That would be sufficient to keep the world intact. Says Tosfos, even if the Jewish people would not follow through on the commitment, even if they would fall and not keep true to their promise of observing the Torah, the world would still have the merit to continue to endure on the simple fact that the Jewish people accepted the Torah alone. Because the mere fact that a person is courageous enough to think about what the meaning and purpose of life is all about, that in and of itself is an incredible miracle and something which is a good enough reason to keep the world running. Even if in practicality, not all of the conditions are actually met, yes, sometimes we have a hard time living up to the standards and goals that we set for ourselves, but what is most important and impressive is that we set these goals for ourselves in the first place. Most people in the world don't ever stop to think about their next challenge or opportunity for growth, but we can all take from the Parshas HaNazir what it means to challenge ourselves and to hold ourselves up to a task that will potentially enhance our spiritual journey throughout life. This perhaps is the reason, explains Rabbi Mandelbaum, why we read Parshas HaNazir right around the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because it was our mere affirmation and acceptance of the Torah alone which was impressive, just like the mere acceptance of the Nazir, which makes him the Ish HaPela. It makes him the person who defies the natural tendencies of human beings. It's not always about how much we accomplish and how successful we might be in the end. It's more about being on a perpetual cycle of growth and challenge for ourselves. It's being ambitious, about dreaming and wanting a more meaningful and sincere life for ourselves and our personal families. I'm going to tell the story of the great Rabbi Eisel Charif, who was looking for a perfectly suited boy to marry his beloved daughter. So he traveled from one village to another, presenting a very complex question in halacha, assuming that whomever would be brilliant enough to answer his question would become his new son-in-law. And town after town, the yeshiva boys lined up to present their suggestions to him, but none of them seemed to satisfy the great Rabbi Eisel Charif. And all until he came to one village, and after meeting with all the boys and being yet disappointed once again with their answers, he got on his wagon and began to travel on the dirt road to the next town. And through the corner of his eye, he sees a young man running after his wagon. And immediately Rabbi Eisel stops to speak with him, and he thought perhaps this boy would be the one to present the proper answer, and he would be chosen as the new prospective son-in-law. And the young man broke down crying and said, "Rabbi Eisel, even if none of us presented the correct answer, perhaps you, Rabbi Eisel, can enlighten me with the answer that you have come up with. I was so inspired and intrigued by your question, and I cannot let you leave our town until I hear a satisfactory solution from you." And immediately Rabbi Eisel got off his wagon, kissed this young man on the forehead, and took him as his new son-in-law. Because what matters most in life, said Rabbi Eisel, is not someone who has the right answer. It's someone who has the desire to develop and to grow and to know that he can be presented with the right answer. Forget about who would manage to present the most impressive answer. Ignore the brains, the acumen, the brilliance, the genius, the mental capacity, because that is not what counts in life, and that's not what is important at all. What is much more critical for us is whether or not a person is growth-oriented. The Jewish people by nature are growth-oriented people. They accepted the Torah. They rose to the challenge, and whether or not they followed through is only a detail. And though we are not always successful in keeping to every letter of it, we certainly want to, and we certainly try. And we undoubtedly see a greater meaning in life than the simple humanistic experience that everyone else sees in this world. The Nazir is the same, and each and every one of us has the ability to do that as well. All we have to do is want to want, and that alone will be enough to make us called the Anashim Muflaim. We are now at the beginning of the summer months, as we spoke last week, and it is a time when so many people have difficulty accomplishing and growing spiritually. Let's think about specific challenges that we each have and try to set attainable goals for ourselves. Simply setting a goal to change and to be better is already considered a dvar pele. Simply thinking about ways in which we can improve is already an incredible feat and is something that is so valuable and noteworthy for us. And even if we reflect at the end and see that we have not been able to accomplish or reach our goals, we should know that the mere fact that we stop to think about improvement in our lives is what makes us unique and incredibly beloved in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes. May this Shavuot season inspire us to set new goals for ourselves, both in our own study of the Torah and in our overall observance of mitzvahs in general. And may we all be given the strength to accomplish all of our dreams and spiritual aspirations. I wish everyone a most enjoyable Shabbos.